This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, January 31st, 2024. We begin Tes Vav Amid Beis 15b. It's the first section. It's the black text. At the end of yesterday, we were looking for a machlokes tanaim, right, as to whether or not biur of Shemitah for an esrog follows, right, the formation or the picking, the chanata or the lakita. And we had this, right, that's how we were going to solve Rabba and Rav Hamnuna's problem being contradicted by Rav Shimon the Tana. So you had Rav Tolmo says, five zakenim, esrog, you follow lakita, you follow the picking, and then the rabbis got together and said, no, both the picking and the, right, for Meiser and for Shemitah, right, Rabbi Yossi was for Meiser, and then Rabbi Osenu say Meiser and Shemitah. We say, where in the world does Shemitah come from? So now we start the top of our page. Chasure Mechsa Rabbi Hachiktani, right? There is a gap. Rabbi Dulitz of Zecher Tzadik Levracha used to say a lacuna in the text. There's missing pieces. We're not going to fill it in. Esrog achar lekitaso lemaiser v'achar chanata l'shviis. Right, so Avtulmo said in the name of these five zakenim that you follow the picking when it comes to Meiser, but you follow the formation of the esrog when it comes to Shemitah, right, and thus Biur. V'rabu senu nimnu be'usha, the rabbis got together in Usha and said, no, achar lekita so bein the Meiser bein l'shviis. We follow the lekita, right, both for Meiser and for Biur of Shviis. Right? And therefore, just to put that into the seventh year Esro going into the eighth year, according to the to Avtolmus, right, his tradition is you follow the formation for everything. So if it was formed in the seventh year, even if you're picking the eighth year, you're going to have to do Biur of Shemitah. But the rabbis in Usha said, no, everything follows the picking. So if it was picked in the eighth year, it's eighth year produce, and you don't have to do the beer. We found our machlokas that we were looking for. Itmar, right? It was said, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Ami Tarvayu, both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish both say, Esrog, Bas, Shishish, Shenichnas, Alishviz, the sixth year Esrog, four into the sixth goes into the seventh. Le'olam Shishis, it is always considered a sixth year Esrog, which means we follow the Chanata, we follow the formation of the Esrog, and not the Lakita, not the picking. Kiyasa Rabin Am Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabin came and said in the name of Yochanan, Esrog Bas Shishis, Shenichnas, Alishviz, right, the same case, formed in the sixth, picked in the seventh. Afilu Kizayis Venase Kikar. Chayavin Allah Mishum Tevel. Even if in the sixth year it was the size of an olive, and in the seventh year when you picked it, it was the size of a loaf of bread, one of those monstrous Yemenite esrogim. Chayavin Allah Mishum Tevel. Right? If you eat it without taking your proper tithes, it is considered Tevel, untithed produce, which means you follow the formation. It's a sixth year esrog, and you have to take Meiser. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Ilan shechantu peirosav kodem chamisha asar bishvat. Right? A tree that has its fruit formed before Tu Bishvat, the 15th of Shvat. Mis aser l'shana she'abra. That is part of the Meiser of the previous year. Even if you pick it after Tu Bishvat, it doesn't matter because we follow the formation of the fruit. The fruit is formed before Tu Bishvat. It belongs to the previous year. Achar chamisha asar bishvat, after the 15th of Shvat, after Tu Bishvat, mis aser l'shana haba, then it's considered produce of the following year. We'll have a qualification from Rabbi Nechemya tomorrow, but this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.